With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The battleground is widening, and let the mudslinging begin. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump trading verbal barbs as both campaigns head into the holiday weekend.
Harris wrapped up the second day of a bus tour through South Georgia with a rally in Savannah, a day that included an interview with CNN, her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. Trump started his Thursday with remarks ostensibly about the economy in Michigan before heading to a town hall in neighboring Wisconsin. Inside Elections with Nathan Gonzalez lists Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin as toss-ups, underscoring the importance of the very busy Thursday evening. A YouGov survey of registered voters released Wednesday put Harris up 47% to 45% nationally, but the company added a key finding in a summary of the poll. Quote, Trump holds a small lead among independents, 42% to 37%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Wisconsin, the former president says his reaction after seeing clips of the CNN interview with Harris was that she did not seem very presidential.
It was a taped. We're doing it live. Why are we doing it live and she's doing it taped? But
that's right. He's real.
But she was sitting behind that desk, this massive desk, and she didn't look like a leader to me, I'll be honest. I don't see her negotiating with President Xi of China.
Also at SRNnews.com, an inflation measure closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remaining low last month. In the meantime, inflation is also down now somewhat in Europe. August figure 2.2% after hitting 2.6 in July. The pace of the consumer price increase in the 20 countries that use the euro now close to the 2% goal that had originally been set by the European Central Bank. This is SRN News. Minnesota doesn't want Christians teaching in public schools.
It doesn't want observant Jews or Muslims either, apparently. Beginning next year, you won't be able to get a teacher's license in the state unless you embrace transgenderism. Specifically, the new rules require that teachers agree to, quote, affirm and incorporate transgenderism into their classroom presentations. Minnesota's new teacher requirements were approved by Governor Tim Walz, now Democrat Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford joining the ranks of companies pulling back on support for the LGBT agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservatives. Ford will no longer take part in external culture surveys and an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBT employees. This is SRN News. Now, there's no word yet on how much these twin babies weighed, but it's a safe bet you would have a great deal of trouble trying to pick them up. BBC correspondent Richard Howes reports from Myanmar.
The baby elephants, a female and male, were born 4 minutes apart on Monday at the Wenger Boer elephant camp. This is a highly unusual event. Only about 1% of elephant pregnancies result in twins, and male and female twins are even rarer. The babies, named Pearl Sint and Cure Pearl, are being bottle-fed by their keepers. Their 21-year-old mother is being given extra rations to keep her strong. Pictures on social media show the cute baby elephants being given lots of attention by staff as their mother looks on.
It has been a down morning on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is off 155 points, S&P down 5. More details at srnnews.com.